are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
But if you want to pretend this is a visit to your regular doctor, I'll take the copay. I will take the copay. I think we spent too much this Christmas. This is probably one of the lightest holiday shopping that we've ever done. Now here we are in the New Year's, and you know, we're looking at our credit card bills. My husband, for the very first time in our marriage, actually kind of raised his voice in exacerbation about the credit card bill. Now, I am not the shopper in the family. I don't shop. And I guess why he was mad is because I'm the one that kind of knows what the house finances are. And he wanted to know how much he could put money-wise towards the credit card bill because of the high interest. And I had told him, but wait, because we got to pay for, you know, mom and this and this and this. And, you know, we have these bills and so got sick and we had to do this. And, you know, but he's like, well, what money can I spend? he was so frustrated with me. Now, I don't get to have the conversations like all my friends do and their wives. You know, honey, did you go to Nordstrom? Honey, you know, did you go to Macy's? See, we don't have that. My husband's like, what? You spent $300 at Walmart? I go, yes, I spent $300 at Walmart. I had to get, you know, the 3-month supply of Tampax. I had to get the gummy bites. I had to get, you know, so my husband gets so frustrated at our credit card bills. And honestly, I really don't spend that much. You know, it's just the necessities. And, you know, maybe every now and then I have somebody wax my eyebrows. But I mean, come on, you know, that's $10. But it was just so funny to see my husband get mad at me for the credit card bill when I don't even spend. You know what's on our credit card? I'll tell you what's on our credit card. The World of Warcraft and Old Republic monthly fee. That's what's on the credit card. That's not me. That's him and the kids. So I'm going to, you know, see, it's funny. After hubby yells at me, you know, because I'm in such shock, okay, because he's really so laid back and so cool. So when he gets mad at me, I'm like, oh, crap, what did I do? You know, and then I go, oh, man, I could have had a comeback. I could have had such a comeback. And, you know, so now, like, well, I should have done this. But, you know, by then, it's all forgotten. Whereas, you know, we women, we brood over it and brood, and we don't stop thinking about it. You know, so this is going to come back 2 years later, right? You know, yet he's not even going to remember. It's funny, we're going to be talking about, there's this article that just came out saying men and women's personalities are really different. Well, duh, I mean, duh. But it's kind of interesting how they interpret it. We're also going to be talking about, looks like heart attack patients, they're being kicked out of the hospital too quickly. That's an issue that I think a lot of us have known. Guy dies of eating cat meat. We also have some issues with herpes. And these herpes drugs, looks like we've been putting too much stock into herpes drugs and people are having unprotected sex. You can still get herpes. All right, we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy show. Very, very vesicular show. All right. Okay, I know some of you are eating. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you up-to-the-date. I was trying to find a herpes reference and I couldn't. Blistering. Yeah, if you want some blistering updates, follow me on Dr. Dahlia Twitter, of course, Facebook. And you know what? We've been picking up new affiliates, and it's all thanks to you guys. I mean, you know, my show is live 3 hours a day. Some of you only get to listen to an hour. Some of you get to listen to two. Some of you get to listen online at GCNLive.com for 3 hours. But because you guys are going to your city talk station saying, bring Dr. Dahlia, it's been happening. And thank you guys. Do that. And if you don't know who to talk to, I'll tell you who to talk to, because I would love my show to be in your city so you get as much of Dr. Dahlia as you could possibly tolerate. All right, let's go to the phone lines and some of your phone messages. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc, it's Roadmaster here. I am a truck driver, and believe it or not, there are over 4 million of us in the U.S.
Ooh, I'm getting turned on.
There's a lot of truckers out here that do listen to you. I hear you come on at like 2 a.m. in the morning and then again at 5. Just to maybe give you some topics that you might want to talk about to kind of help us, we're heavily regulated by the federal government, and they're passing all these kind of new laws for us that we have to be fit. And the big thing now is sleep apnea, where a lot of the truck drivers, you know, have sleep apnea, and they have to take these real expensive tests and everything. And, you know, anything that, you know, added content about sleep apnea, weight loss, heart disease, diet, stuff like that, man, we are all for that. So anything you can do to help us out to, you know, be more healthy, be more fit would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Doc. No. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Roadmaster, for your message. Oh, you rock. Okay. At first, I was going to chew you out when I just heard that, okay, because I just talked about sleep apnea yesterday. But then, like you said you only get a sliver of the show. And I got to tell you, God bless you truck drivers out there. I mean, but I know you're getting, boy, you are getting hit with regulations. You know, for those of you, like I said, that miss a lot of my show, I talk about heart disease every week on the show. I talk about sleep apnea every week. I talk about weight almost every day on the show. And it's tough because as a radio host, I don't want to keep talking about the same things because people can shut me off. Trust me, with a show like mine, people are already shutting it off anyway. But it sounds like, Roadmaster, you probably missed a lot of the shows where I talk about this. So what I'll do, again, is remind everybody, we have a lot of our archive shows. If you ever think I'm not hitting a topic enough, I'm going to tell you right now, everything you just listed, we talk about profusely on this show. So try to hit my archives. I don't know how you guys could listen to GCN Live streaming. You see, a lot of radio now is also on the computer. I mean, thank God for XM, and thank God for all my affiliates playing the show at GCN. But if there's any way you could ever listen to us streaming on live, we are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern. And I could take your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and, you know, we could definitely hit all the topics. But when we come back from break, I'm going to kind of put some of those in a nutshell. And God bless you for calling, and God bless all you truckers. Ooh, 4 million. How come I only have 5 fans? Where are you, 4 million truck drivers? All right, coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, even though we talk about everything on our show, politics, entertainment, anything. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the Roadster called, and looks like you guys want to listen to relevant stuff. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so it looks like we got 4 million truckers out there. God bless you guys and ladies. And a lot of federal regulations, right? Okay, they don't want you falling asleep at the wheel, of course, and the company has to protect their butt, so they're making you do sleep studies. We've talked about sleep apnea. You know, people say, oh, I have narcolepsy. I don't have sleep apnea. I fall asleep. When I'm at work, Dr. Dahlia, I fall asleep. You don't have to be a trucker. You could be anything, you know, I fall asleep. In fact, we were talking about police officers last week, and now police officers is one of the highest rising group that has sleep disorders. And, you know, narcolepsy is a little different. Narcolepsy is where you could just be going about your day and then going to sleep. Okay, that's narcolepsy. And sometimes it is a sign of you having poor sleep at night. I think a lot of times it is. But you have just some people that just fall asleep wherever they are. I used to always fall asleep in class. You know, you thought that James Franco was bad falling asleep in class. Wait till you take biophysics and organic chemistry and calculus 3 and analytical math and biostatistics. You're like, Dahlia, wake up. Duh, what? Yeah. Medical school was exciting. I mean, medical school was a lot more practical. You stayed awake. You didn't, and you know what? If you fell asleep, you got kicked out. And there goes all your money and all your student loans. So you stayed awake. But college was different, you know? So when you write your thesis, you should extrapolate on the, so it was just exhausting. Okay, so there's many issues that I know our truckers deal with, as well as many of us, okay? I mean, we could just extrapolate it to those of us that have to sit. Many of you are at jobs where you sit. Now, I know those of you that have jobs where you're on your feet and doing labor and manual labor and construction, you're like, okay, don't be complaining if you get to sit. I see you guys out there. You're out there in the sun, especially out here in southern Nevada, right? Roasting in 115 degree heat, getting melanoma. I hear ya, you know? Hey, yeah, but you guys are more physically fit. You guys, honestly, you're more physically fit. You aren't getting the enlarged abdominal girth. You aren't having as much, problems with your cholesterol. You're sleeping better because you're really exhausted. So yeah, I know. I feel for you for being outside. I do. But right now we're gonna have our own pity party for the rest of us that are sitting. Like right now, I'm sitting. I'm doing, you know, radio for at least 3 hours. It takes me 2 hours to prep. All right. First. All right, let's talk about the sleep, and then we'll talk about what you can do while you're sitting. All right, you get hemorrhoids too. We got to talk about that. I can make a whole month of show over this. But all right, with the sleep apnea, the more people that have sleep apnea are the ones that are more obese. Okay, if you have a thicker neck, if you have a linebacker build, all right, a lot more men have sleep apnea because of the way they're built. You know, like my husband, you know, he's got that linebacker build, very big upper torso, kind of the apple build, or I have the Weeble build, okay? And that apple build, you got a thick neck. You know how you guys have to buy shirts? Right? And, you know, the shirt, it's like, no, this neck is too tight. The neckline is too tight. And many of you hate wearing ties because, again, you got to put it, you know, you got bigger necks. So those of you bigger necked people, I'm not saying redneck, I'm saying bigger necked people, you're going to be more prone to sleep apnea. Those of you with bigger tongues, okay, I know you're proud of yourselves, but it's not good because the big tongue falls back and cuts off your air supply. That kind of thing. If you have big tonsils, that if you have a narrow airway. So a lot of things could predispose you to that. The problem is if you have sleep apnea and you're cutting off your air supply and you're cutting off your oxygen, the next day you're sleepy. And if the next day you're sleepy, after that lack of oxygen, you're not going to function well. And you could fall asleep at the wheel. You know, sometimes it gets boring. I know a lot of you truckers have XM. But every once in a while, you know, you're flipping your stations. You got the good music, you know. Listen to Alex Jones. You listen to Jason Lewis. You listen to Free Talk Live. Great shows. And all of a sudden, you know, you hear this woman doctor, right, talking about sleep apnea. And now you fall asleep. And then you're like, oh, yeah. All right, merging. We're merging. I know. So you got to listen to good radio. Okay, make sure you have good, exciting radio. You know, some people are like, Dahlia, You sound like you're on Red Bull. Why aren't you more relaxed on your show? I don't drink Red Bull. I don't drink caffeine. But I know a lot of you are truckers, and I don't want you to fall asleep while you listen to me. In fact, in Las Vegas, we're played at 11 o'clock at night on KDWN. I don't want you guys falling asleep on the way home. You know, talk radio has actually been listened to more at night than the regular FM stations. You know, because people are like, look, I don't want to be revved up, listen to rock, you know, I'll listen to talk radio. And in Las Vegas, I'm up against Mark Levin, and Mark Levin is great, but he kind of has a soothing voice, so I can't be that soothing. You know, and it's not about the ratings, just I don't want you guys to get into accents. That is my biggest fear. My biggest fear is somebody writes to me and says, I was listening to your show, and I got into an accident. You know, and it's tough, because I got to watch the shock value. I know a lot of times when we list foods to eat, we have a little problem with our engineering. Where if I say beans, there's a sound and I can't control it. It doesn't happen when I talk about legumes. It doesn't happen when I talk about ice cream. It doesn't happen when I talk about beer. But if I say pinto beans or if I say baked beans, it happens. So I'm like, really? I'm having some engineering problems, but that's okay. So anyway, my biggest fear is that something could happen when you're driving home. But absolutely, you know, now the federal transportation system or whoever is governing you, there's so many damn government agencies I can't even keep track. They want to make sure you don't fall asleep at the wheel. You know, of course, you're driving a big rig. And so they're going to, but I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? We all have to be checked for sleep apnea, not just the truckers, not those of us that are sitting in front of a computer all day. We all should, because I think that's the key to preventing dementia later. I think so many of us cut off our air supply, and now that we're living longer and our life expectancy is moving to the 80s and then later to the 90s, what's getting us? Well, it's not the heart attacks, and we're starting to battle cancer pretty well. In fact, a story came out today saying cancer is starting to be on the decline. Yeehaw! I mean, that's great. That's great. So if we're battling cancer and we're battling heart disease, more and more of us are becoming demented. We're having dementia, whether it be Alzheimer's, multi-infarct, etc. And what's the most homeopathic, natural way to treat this? Oxygen. You know, everybody's like, Dahlia, you're an MD, so you're pushing medicines all the time. Look, I think oxygen, some of you will think oxygen is a medicine, but, oxygen is what God made. I mean, it's out there. It's just some of us need to feed it in. Now, some of you, you say, okay, what's this with the whole mask issue, Dr. Dahlia? I don't understand. Why is it so uncomfortable? Okay, when you guys wear the mask, it's called CPAP, or ladies also, okay? Continuous positive airway pressure. The reason why you have to have that continuous pressure that's positive, right, towards your airway is because if you have a small airway, if you have a big neck, if you have big tonsils, if the tongue is back there, we can't stick a little nasal cannula of oxygen up your nose. That's not going to work because you're getting enough oxygen by room air. What we need to do, for most of you, for those of you that are COPD or have lung issues, yeah, you may have to sleep with a little nasal cannula. But for the rest of us that have actual, true, honest-to-God sleep apnea, we have to push that oxygen in and force it down the back of your throat, behind the tongue, behind the tonsils to get that back there. And yeah, it's uncomfortable. I couldn't do it. If I ever have sleep apnea and they say wear the mask, I'd say forget it. No way. I'll have the surgery. Yeah, I don't need a big tongue. I eat too much. Take it out. You know, husband's like, what? No. But honestly, you know, there's a lot of parts to our body that sometimes is the most not anatomically strategic, and they actually do surgery. They'll shave the tonsils, or they'll take the tonsils out, they'll do the UVVP where they take out that little uvula that's dangling down there, open up the palatopharyngeal folds, reduce the tongue. Sometimes they'll even take the jaw and move it outward, right? Because if you move out the jaw, that tongue won't asphyxiate you. But, you know, are you going to have jaw-moving surgery or you're going to have the CPAP mask? But here's the thing. I know it's frustrating. Some of you, you get a job, you're happy, you're great. Now they make you, you know, you get tested for sleep apnea and then you get a diagnosis. That's scary. You don't want the diagnosis in your chart. But remember, it's all liability. It's all liability, okay? Now, another thing we talk about, especially with those of us that are always sitting in our jobs, whether we're trucking or with computers, engineering, architect, et cetera, and you know, you sit, there's got to be ways for you to exercise while you sit. You know, they said those of us that sit for many hours a day, we're more at risk for colon cancer. We're more at risk for breast cancer. Now, luckily, I also run a practice and I raise my kids, so I'm running around all the time until it's radio time. When it's radio time, I sit. But even when I'm sitting, I'm, you know, swerving my chair. We got Donovan working the dials, you know, and sometimes my engineer is telling me, stop swiveling. We can hear the swivel, but it's exercise. Swiveling in the chair, doing a rocking chair, rocking exercises. The problem is the sound goes like this. So I got to be careful when I'm doing radio, but I'm always toe tapping, clenching, kegeling. I've probably done about 5,000 kegels since the show started. I mean, you know, I'm not telling you men to kegel. All right. I'm not telling you men to kegel, but there's lots of little things, butt crunches, things you could do, but suck in your tummy. But you have to do some sort of muscular type of thing, and it keeps you awake. Definitely keeps you awake. All right. We got medical news. So that's, you know, trucker part one. But any of you that sit at a desk, etc., you got to think of ways to always keep moving and get up. Maybe get up. All right. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Ooh, we're dancing. We still got the music going on. Can you still hear me, Donovan? How are we coming through? Donovan, you there? Uh-oh. I think our mic is out. Or we're just dancing the music. Can you guys hear me? You can hear me? Okay, we're good. Hey, no dancing on my show. All right. So that's how I know engineer's good, because the music goes down. So I had to make sure everybody was good. Okay, so quickly, political news. That was the most exhausting. I have never remembered a caucus to be that exhausting. I mean, it's midnight and Santorum is ahead by 5 votes. And then I went to bed. And then when you wake up, Mitt Romney is 8 votes ahead. And the poor, I was watching the Fox News version of it because CNN didn't have it on during commercials, where Fox News, I could sit and work on reports for the office, and Fox News had it, streaming even during commercials. And, I mean, these Fox people, they were getting tired because it was like 1 in the morning their time, and, you know, somebody was trying to do the math and he had to use a calculator and then he couldn't do the calculator. I mean, it was exhausting, but I didn't really think it mattered. Really, the vote difference between Santorum and Romney, because remember, a lot of this is relative. We were talking about how Huckabee had won the Iowa caucus last time, and I forgot Ronald Reagan lost the Iowa caucus. But then he ends up winning the others, becomes the presidential candidate in 1980, and then wins by a landslide. So, you know, the Iowa caucus is important, but it's not that life or death. And, you know, the only reason why I was up is not to watch the caucus, was just because I had to do reports, et cetera. But they said Santorum has already raised $1 million in only 24 hours. $1 million in 24 hours. And here I am with my little stamp collection, hoping to sell it on eBay, right, for $55. And he makes a whole mill in one day. I know. What are we all doing wrong? What are we doing? I got to tell you, I mean, you know, for politics, you know, you say you're running for office. And, you know, true. I mean, a lot of skeletons can be brought out of the closet and stuff. But, I mean, if you want fame, if you want people to know who you are, if you want your picture plastered, all you say you run for office. You run for office and then, you know, I mean, some people are, you know, bringing in money. Huntsman's not bringing in too much money. But I got to admit, with everything that happened, whether you're for Santorum or not, you got to admit that was one hell of an impressive last couple days. Nobody even heard of him. I mean, he was in the far lateral flank of these debates. You didn't even hear of him. And then, you know, he was able to be ahead of Romney by at least at one point, 133 votes, you know, for most of the night. And it almost doesn't matter that he didn't win. Whether he won or not, what mattered is he made that surge. And also what usually matters with the Iowa caucus is who drops out. You know, they say it's not so much who wins the Iowa caucus, as you can see with Huckabee and Ronald Reagan losing. I forget who Ronald Reagan lost to in 1980. I don't have it in front of me. But it's who gets wheedled out. And unfortunately, you know, Michelle Bachmann had to, you know, bow out. So now we wonder where her supporters are going to go. And did you hear that? 57 people voted for Herman Cain. Yeah, 57 people voted for Herman Cain. I know. But I don't really think it was that big a deal whether Santorum or Romney won, because the whole point for Santorum's campaign was showing that he can now pee with the big boys. All right. The problem that everybody's saying is most of the TV spots and the radio spots are already sold in New Hampshire and already sold South Carolina, etc. So even if he does make the money that he needs to make and raise, is he going to be able to buy any spots? And it's interesting, the people that like Romney really, really like him, but there's a lot of people that don't. They really don't like his more moderate policies. Same thing with Paul. You either love him or you hate him. You know, so Santorum could really, really make a showing. And you almost wonder, I mean, guys, does it really matter what you see on TV? From a psychology perspective, you know, I mean, I know who I've liked and, you know, who I've kind of favored. And to me, it just really doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I am going to vote for the person that's going up against Obama. I mean, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to endorse a candidate on air because still, I kind of wish we had a little bit of each, you know, in one candidate. But, you know, these commercials, if you're already sold for Ron Paul, I mean, a Mitt Romney commercial is not really going to do anything for you. Or if you really love Mitt Romney, you know, is the commercial going to help? It's just, it's a lot of money. Now, you do hear a lot of people say, oh my gosh, look at all this money, it could feed the poor. You're right, it can. I mean, you know, when you hear what Obama is raising, you're like, you know, why can't he give 50% of it, you know, to these kids that are blind and deaf and all that? I mean, absolutely, you know. But if you want to look at the silver lining, if you want to make yourself feel less bad about what's going on with our political process, you could say, look, during election time, it does make jobs. You know, I mean, in TV and radio had a huge hit these last couple years. So when you have politicians buying ads, that does raise money. Radio stations, TV people have to then hire people, website people, computer people, PR people. So you do have a little bit of a stimulation of the economy because there is that money. But I know when I see the millions of dollars, I mean, I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I do a lot of charity work for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids and Fast for Kids, and I've helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If I could raise $1 million for them, can you imagine what they could do with that money? You know, and I mean, good for Santorum. I mean, he needs to raise money if he wants to run for office. I mean, I'm not dissing that. I mean, you know, good for him. But, you know, when you look at the amount of money, and everyone's saying a $1 million in a day, that's nothing. And you're like, well, you know, geez. You know, and here many of us were like month to month, you know, hoping to get our bills paid, hoping people pay their bills. And you're like, here Santorum could raise $1 million in one day. It's going to be interesting to see where Bachman's supporters go. It'll be interesting. They say New Hampshire is supposed to be a landslide for Mitt Romney. But again, we were surprised. And, I mean, the media loved it. They ate that up. And, you know, we'll see what happens next week. Okay. So enough with politics. Now, today in the news, you heard about that eighth grader that was killed by Texas police. He was, I guess, running around with a pellet gun. He was in the hallway and he had a pellet gun, and these pellet guns, they look like real guns. And police said they gave him multiple opportunities to put the gun down. He didn't. It was shot. Now, again, we don't have all the details on why he was doing it. Was he at all challenged? Did he have a disability? Did he, you know, what was he thinking? Why? Was it a dare? We don't know. But, I mean, eighth grader, we're talking a little 13-year-old kid. And, you know, we talked about my husband getting my kids this holiday BB guns. You know, they broke a window. My husband, you know, tried to say, no, it wasn't the BBs. I'm like, there's a window completely, it's shattered. He goes, yeah, but you slammed the door when you come in the house. It wasn't me. Okay. The BB, I mean, you know, okay. And again, we like guns. We have guns. You know, we have been training our kids how to shoot and all that. But I mean, you know, what are kids doing bringing this? There's no way I let my kid bring their BB guns to school. Why is this kid bringing a pellet gun to school? So again, there has to be a lot of questions answered. It's just, it's absolutely heartbreaking when you see a kid who, I don't believe had some violent or terrorist type of attitude with it, gets gunned down by the police. So we have to, once we get a little bit more information, we will. You know, speaking of kids, this is kind of an interesting study that came out. They said all these safety first playgrounds and these playgrounds that are supposed to be, you know, all safety, like low sliding boards and safer plastic climbers and, you know, platforms and, you know, no more seesaws, et cetera. Well, apparently, these are so boring for kids that they don't want to play. Okay, I mean, remember when we got to play on the playground, there was a seesaw? A horrible toy because my friends would get off and then you'd drop 8 feet to the ground and break your back. I mean, you know, dangerous, and I am for safer playgrounds, but the problem is these playgrounds now are so safe that kids don't want to play, they're too boring. So what are they doing? They're sitting there looking at the playground. All right, guys, more medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, babies. It is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's look at some good news. Cancer death rates have continued to decline. That's what we want to hear. You know, it's not that we're afraid of cancer. We're afraid of dying. You know, there's a big difference. You know, I get people all the time going, Dahlia, I don't want to go to the doctor because they're going to find cancer. I don't want to go to the doctor. They're going to find cancer. Okay, I'm not afraid of cancer. All right, and I know I shouldn't be afraid of dying, but I am. You know, I'm still not that sure God's going to let me, you know, go to heaven. So, yeah, I have to admit I am a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. But, you know, remember, you know, cancer is something that a lot of us can beat. We can't. So good news, if you say between 2004 and 2008, during a Republican administration, no, they didn't say that, cancer death rate decreased by 1.8% per year in men and by 1.6% per year in women before the Obamacare bill passed. Okay, no, it doesn't say that. Okay, they say overall cancer incidence rates overall that period declined by 0.6%, whatever that means, per year in men, and were stable in women. Okay, well, that doesn't mean it dropped in women. It just says stable. What does that mean? All right, however, rates of new cases of new specific cancers, including pancreatic cancer and melanoma, are on the rise. Okay, this is supposed to be good news. Now, pancreatic cancer and melanoma are on the rise because of, I think, a lot of things. And we've talked about that, melanoma and sun. And, you know, it's weird because you think we've been so afraid of the sun this past decade, you'd think melanoma would go down. But then again, more people now were more knowledgeable. Same thing with pancreatic cancer. After Patrick Swayze died, I think they found a whole bunch of people, you know, because people came in saying, scan me, you know, see what's going on. They say in 2012, more than 577,000 people died from cancer in the United States, and more than 1,000,006 people will be diagnosed with the disease. Okay, where is the good news? Okay, here we go. Death rates, I mean, come on. Death rates continued to decline between 2004 and 2008 for all major cancer sites, lung, colorectum, breast, and prostate, with the drop in lung cancer's death rate accounting for almost 40% of the decline in men, and the drop in breast cancer's rate accounting for 30% of the decline of women. People are stopping smoking. People are getting mammograms. Yeehaw, well done. Well done. All right. About 1 million cancer deaths were averted between 1991 and 2008 when Dr. Dahlia was, oh no, I wasn't even on air at the time. Darn. Couldn't slip that one in. As a reflection of 18 years of consistent declines in cancer deaths, compared with whites, African American men and women have poor chances of surviving once cancer is diagnosed. The 5-year relative survival rate is lower in African Americans than in whites for every stage of diagnosis for nearly every type of cancer. It's true. I think we should actually start screening our men way earlier. I mean, all my men get PSAs in their 40s. And I know we were supposed to wait till their 50s, but I don't want to say, all right, I'm going to check blacks earlier than whites. I'm just looking at everybody earlier because I've been picking up earlier cancer. Colon cancer, I'm starting to recommend with our African-Americans, boom, go in sooner. Because it's true, when we find colon cancer in an African-American male, it's farther expressed and it's already farther down the line. Okay, so what else are they talking about? Any more news? All right, the number of new cases should be interpreted with caution. Okay, all right, so cancer on the decline for lung, breast, colorectum, and prostate. Okay, so don't stop progress. All right, I think the U.S. Preventive Task Force and Obamacare should leave well enough alone. I think we are doing a pretty good job with that. Don't start telling us to screen less. Leave us alone. Let sleeping dogs lie. Okay, next story. What's going on with herpes? They say herpes drugs work, but not forever. All right, let me just in a nutshell tell you what happened with this whole herpes study, okay? They're looking at the antivirals that are out there. We've talked about that. We got Famvir, we got Valtrex, we got Acyclovir, okay. And they were looking to see how it also stopped the, I guess, transmission. All right, now they found that the medicines did extremely well in terms of stopping outbreaks, all right, cutting back outbreaks, but they found that still participants actually still had shedding even though they were taking the medication. And I've talked about this on my show. You know, I get people all the time saying, Dahlia, I'm in a new relationship, but I've been exposed to herpes. I haven't had an outbreak. Am I clear? No, you're not clear because you could be shedding the virus when you don't have an outbreak. And then people go, but Dahlia, does that mean I have to be on the medicine for life? For now, yeah. And still, it doesn't confer 100% protection. You could still shed the virus. All it does is decrease the chance. So unfortunately, our patients with type 2 genital herpes, not type 1 oral herpes, but type 2 genital herpes, they, for the rest of their life, if they want to protect their partner, have to use condoms, right? And, I mean, whether, you know, female or male, make sure condoms are being used as part of the act and take the medication to prevent the transmission. And this study just, again, reinforced that. Okay, and I guess what they did is they took 23 participants, right? They were told to take genital swabs 4 times a day. Who would volunteer for that? All right. And then, let me see, they were given the different drug regimens, high-dose Valtrex, standard-dose Valtrex, etc. And they found that they still had, there was actually a number here of how much breakthrough virus has happened. And I can't find it right now. I mean, they actually could see how much. They say the virus was found in 384 of the 2,000 swabs of no medication, whereas... I'm sorry. This whole genital swab thing. I need pictures. They took genital swabs 4 times a day and all collected 23,000 swabs, of which 1,200 were positive for herpes 2. The college reported that 23 participants took 2,100 swabs while receiving no medication, and the virus was found in 384 of them. In comparison, all the drug regimens reduced the frequency of detection of the virus, 1% for standard dose, 6% for standard dose of the valacyclovir. However, breakthrough occurred at all doses. They say the number of episodes per person per year ranged from 28 for no medication to a standard 10. But of course, because I'm like, how did they count what was shed? They assumed that was there was still shedding. Okay, so I know this doesn't help. What do you do? Well, you know, it's tough. I can't tell you how many patients I've had that were in a good relationship, but somebody must have passed herpes to them. And now they're in a new relationship, and how do they break the news? And you have to be honest. I mean, you have to. You give an STD to somebody without being honest, they could sue you. Not to mention it's kind of unethical. You have to be honest. You know, but don't think that just because you're taking the medication, you're home free. You aren't. You could still shed the virus. There's no way for now. Now, it would be nice for them to come up with a herpes vaccine. All right? And they're working on it. They are working on a herpes vaccine. You know, right now we're dealing with the HSV vaccine for genital warts, et cetera. It's working nicely. It's still not 100%, but there's a herpes vaccine. But I got to tell you, my patients that seem the happiest are the ones where neither person knew. They both end up having it, and they don't have to worry. They've both been exposed. Nothing happens because herpes doesn't kill you. You know, my couples where they both have tested positive, and they're like, well, what does this mean? What do we do? And I go, the most important thing about herpes, you know, in terms of health risks, is if you're pregnant, giving birth, you have a herpes outbreak during the vaginal birth. If you give herpes to an infant, there could be some horrible medical sequelae. But other than that, if you guys are postmenopausal and you love each other and you're fine, no. If you've both been exposed to herpes, no. It's just very irritating and annoying. And again, you worry about the transmission. So, but it, like I said, if you're in a new relationship and, you know, how do you bring it up? And, you know, I talked about how there's all these websites out there, these dating websites. You have Christian websites. You have Trekkie websites. You have people into World of Warcraft dating websites. You know, maybe there should be a website for herpes positive people, you know, because it's very hard for a person with herpes, you know, to find somebody that, you know, won't freak out on that first or second date. By the way, y'all shouldn't really be having sex the first and second date. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, you know, really, you know, a little romance, please. A little romance, please. But I don't know, maybe that's what they need to do. They need to come up with a website so that you can meet really good people that just picked it up from one of their partners. I don't know. But just keep in mind, again, you're not protected. Okay, really quickly, I want to talk about somebody died eating cat. What's this? The sudden death of a billionaire in southern China is causing police to ask, was it murder by cat meat? Long Leon, 49, died December 23rd in a wealthy province sharing a dish of slow-boiled cat meat stew, which is a delicacy. They think somebody poisoned it with a toxic herb. Why are they eating cat? Oh, my God, karma. All right, guys, great show. Have a great rest of the ride home. If this is your stop, if not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.